Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at UH1.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for December 26th, 2018. I'm Rich Straffolino. India's Ministry of Electronics and Information Technology published proposed rules that would require online platforms to remove unlawful content within 24 hours of notice and create automated tools to proactively identify and remove offending material. Platforms with more than 5 million users would also be required to appoint a contact for 24/7 coordination with law enforcement agencies, keep a record of unlawful activity for 180 days, and notify all users monthly that the platform can remove non-compliant information immediately and kick users off. The Indian Express reports that a ministry official discussed integrating the rules into India's IT law with representatives of Google, Facebook, WhatsApp, and Twitter last week. UK Security Minister Ben Wallace stated that the government is now able to deploy detection systems throughout the UK to combat the threat of drones. The statement comes days after drones were spotted at Gatwick Airport and disrupted thousands of flights over 36 hours. It is unclear what systems would be used or how quickly they could be scaled in the event of another drone incident. The UK introduced legislation in May requiring drones over 250 grams to register with the Civil Aviation Authority and take an online safety test as of November 2019. The Chinese cryptocurrency mining giant Bitmain confirmed staff layoffs just months after filing for an IPO on the Hong Kong Stock Exchange. According to recently laid off Bitmain employees, as much as 50% of staff could be affected, with entire departments possibly being eliminated. Bitmain had experienced rapid staffing growth prior to the IPO filing, scaling from a reported 1,000 employees at the start of 2018 to 3,100 by August. At a press conference, Russian cosmonaut Sergei Prokofiev said that the hole found in a Soyuz capsule attached to the International Space Station started from within the capsule's interior. The hole was discovered on August 30th and never posed a threat to the station or crew members. Samples from the hole were taken on a December 12th spacewalk. The hole could have been made at manufacturing or while in orbit and has been handed off to Russian investigators. And finally, Amazon announced that the number of orders made using Amazon Voice services tripled year over year. It's unclear if this growth represents a higher percentage of users ordering with voice or is due to the increased number of AVS-enabled devices on the market. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com or in your podcatcher of choice. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly Boxing Day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.